Mitch Albom has been a lot of things, a sports reporter, a writer, a publishing phenomenon, more than 35 million copies of his books in circulation. But Albom really wanted to be a songwriter. This was going to be his big hit.
Pleasure and pain. There's a fine line between pleasure and pain, and we spend most of our lives crossing it and crossing back over again. And I just thought, well, this has got to work, and didn't.
Not quite. Albom's big hit would be a book, the 1997 publication of Tuesdays with Morrie, which settled the question of what he was going to be when he grew up. But music is still there.
Go away till the midnight hour, with no one else around. Well, the only one I know who really loves the sound in the midnight hour.
On keyboards, Mitch Albom is playing in the all-writer Rock Bottom Remainders garage band. His new book, The Magic Strings of Frankie Presto, is about the legends of music he's met and admired and the ones he's imagined being a long time ago, all brought to life through the magic of writing and the magic of music.
I was a musician before I was a writer, and I had every intention of staying one. I lived over in Europe for a while, played music and sang, and then I came over here to New York and tried to make it as a singer-songwriter and flopped. And it was only in the failing of that that I sort of volunteered for a local newspaper that they were given out for free in the supermarkets. And I volunteered for it. I wrote a story for it. Well, if music's not going to work out, this is creative, and maybe I can steer some of the energy into that. So for the next 30 years or more, I basically stayed away from ever writing about music, even though it had been my passion in my life.
But you create a familiar music god who speaks to us all.
Yeah, the narrator of The Magic Strings of Frankie Presto is music itself. And it begins at his funeral when music itself comes to take back all the talent that Frankie Presto took from it. And so he comes to take it back to sprinkle over the souls of newborn children. And while he's there at the funeral, he's so proud of Frankie Presto, his creation, that he decides to stay at the funeral and listen to the stories that everybody else tells about him. And meanwhile, he also tells the stories. But being able to speak as the voice of music was great because it's such a different voice. It's not a first person of a real character, which is limited to the personality of that character. It's not a third person, narrator in which you just kind of have to state what happened. You get to be music.
You know, there's this universality that comes out of this idea of music. I mean, even if you suck, you still have the experience, just like if you're, Yo-Yo Ma, of channeling some force when you're playing music. It's not about the quality. It's about how it takes a hold of your heart. And you must have had that experience.
Totally. And I very much had the experience being much less than Yo-Yo Ma also. But it's the feeling of being able to communicate ideas or feelings without using words, that you can express yourself, but it doesn't have to come with anything verbal. And I think wherever you go, you can take two people from anywhere on the planet and you play She Loves You, Yeah, 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 and both of their feet start tapping. There's something very magical and very universal in the human spirit about that. And one of the themes of the book, one of the reasons I wanted to write it, was because having been in many bands in my life, I recognized that the way a band works is the way, like, the bands in life work. Your family, your workplace, there's always a lead guitar kind of guy, and then there's the steady drum beat guy, and then there's the one who wants to be out front, and then there's the background singers who really kind of want to be out front. All those personalities that kind of go on within a band repeat over and over again in your life. So another, philosophy of the book is everybody joins a band in this life. Some of them play music.
In my family, my 17-year-old and my 14-year-old daughters are the two lead singers.
Right.
I'm background everything.
Totally. Okay.
My son is drummer.
Okay.
He's
steady.
My little son, my 5-year-old, we kind of don't know what he is. He could be keyboards.
Yeah.
But
might just be
my wife is
bongos.
Ukulele for sure.
Okay.
My wife is ukulele for sure.
See? So there you go. So that's your band.
Yeah.
And everybody has one. Everybody joins one. And the way that we affect one another within it is the magic both of a musical band and also of a human band.
So Frankie Presto, he's not necessarily a happy camper, but boy, can he play the guitar.
Yeah. He is that marriage of the tragic musician. He's an orphan from literally the day he's born. His mother dies. He's born in a burning church in Spain during the Civil War. And the last thing she does is hum a melody into his ear, Lagrima, which is a classical piece by Francisco Tárrega. She hums this melody in his ear, and then she dies. And he's sort of left out on his own. And all these tragic things happen to him. He's thrown away as a baby into the river. He almost dies there, and then a dog pulls him out. He's saved by a man who then has to go to prison, and a blind guitar teacher takes him over and influences him. That's
classics.
Not an accident.
I mean, you got Moses in there. You got Tiresias in there.
Totally.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah, but it's meant to show how many people it sort of takes to raise a kid in this world. So anyhow, he bounces through with this, and as a result of the suffering that he's gone through, he's granted this guitar with six magic strings when he's about 9 years old. And the secret of the strings is that he can actually use them to change people's lives.
Tuesdays with Maury was a great experience for you. It was also a bit of a surprise for you, the way that it caught on. What of that experience, the Tuesdays with Maury experience, the writing, the mentorship, and then the subsequent fame, produced lessons that we find in this book?
You know, since I wrote that book, which was never intended to be what it became, I mean, it's so far from it. It was meant to be a tiny little book that paid his medical bills. But I've had people actually come up to me and say, Tuesdays with Maury changed my life. And, you know, I'm always very gracious. Oh, thank you. But I hear that enough. At first I thought, oh, come on, it's a book. But having heard that so many times, it sort of became the foundation for this Frankie Presto book, because he's given a gift that can actually change lives. And I've come to believe that it's actually true. Not in the sense like, oh, I read Tuesdays with Maury and everything in my life before that was worthless and now it makes you take a right turn. It makes you think about something a little bit differently than you did before. It makes you view something a little bit differently than you did before. If you're a kid and you hear somebody play music so well that you say to yourself, that's what I want to do, then your life was changed by one song or one way that somebody played. And so I took that conceit, and that kind of got woven into this book as well.
You dedicate the book to the first person who you wanted to play like.
My uncle.
Yeah?
Yeah. First person who made me say, I want to sound like that. And there's always somebody who makes you say, I want to sound like that. You know, teach me how to play the guitar like that.
Mitch Albom, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Mitch Albom is a best-selling author. His new novel is The Magic Strings of Frankie Presto, out this month.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.